sorry.
This is our first video live broadcast. So for those of you who want to check this out and actually see what we're doing here, it's Ustream, just the letter U, stream.tv/channel/self-health-hour. And Heather will post that on our website here at BBS Radio. This show is Sound Health, and I'm Sherry Edwards, your host. On this show, we try to bring you information and ideas about self-health. And we're broadcasting from the studio, and we have a studio audience that will probably be joining us with questions. And we have a very exciting, very special show today. And it's in response to our listeners. We've been sharing information about good food, bad food, food additives, food supplies, allergies, autism, vaccinations, and a lot of other information that helps people have a better life. And one of our listeners wrote in and said, "This is great information, but how do I put it into practice?" And since we take the suggestions of our listeners very seriously, we sought out a family that has multiple food sensitivities to see how a real family handled this situation. Our guest today is Ricky Davies and family. Hopefully they're out eating lunch in another part of the building, and they'll be in to talk to us a little bit. But would you describe to us your physical family? You have how many children?
I'll be five in 11 days.
Okay, so there's one in here with us. Okay.
But there's only four. There's only three at home at the moment because one of them's 25. He doesn't count anymore.
And that's Eric?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he counts, but he just doesn't count as who's at home.
Okay, that's all right. And did Eric have sensitivities when he was growing up?
Yeah, but I didn't know it. He was an obnoxious jerk when he'd have certain foods, but I didn't realize it till later. And I told his
girlfriend, wife, whatever,
about them, and then she took things away, and he's had the same job for 2 years since she's taken him off of dairy. He's had the same job for 2 years, and he couldn't take a job more than 9 weeks at a time.
I agree that he used to be an obnoxious little brat when he got milk in particular. He became very volatile, very angry and aggressive.
For no reason.
Well, no reason we could see.
No reason that we could see.
Did you take him to the doctor about allergies or anything?
No.
Okay, so your other children, what are their ages?
Jocelyn is 12 and 3 quarters, she would tell you. And Jasper is 8, and Jonas just turned 2. And this one's due in 11 days.
And do all of them have the same kind of chemical sensitivities to food that Eric had?
I don't know if Eric has a problem with wheat, but the children that live at home have a problem with dairy and wheat.
How does that?
Well, gluten specifically.
So it's oats, not just wheat, it's other.
I found a brand of oats that's a gluten-free oats, and what they do, the reason that regular oats cause a reaction is because they're milled in the same plant as wheat products, so they get contaminated with the wheat, or they get contaminated in the field with wheat getting into the oats. So they get in it somehow, and I found a place where I could get gluten-free oats that were grown way far away from any wheat fields, and they only process gluten-free products at the plant, and there's no reaction for those particular oats.
Is it the actual little kernel of wheat, or is it some mold on it, or fungus? What's causing the allergies, or do they know?
I have no clue. I just know that gluten causes a problem. If we go to a Chinese restaurant and we tell them not to put soy sauce in our food because soy sauce has wheat in it, if they still do, we can tell almost right away because Jocelyn will say, "Mommy, my face feels really tight." So we know that we're going to have problems for the next few days.
Talk to me about restaurants, and then we'll come back and talk about your kids' reactions. What's it like eating in a restaurant with children that have milk and wheat allergies?
Well, if it's fast food, the only place we can go to is Wendy's. You get a bunless burger, and they give it to you in a little box with a fork and a knife. And they're the only place that has French fries that don't have dairy in them, believe it or not. Burger King's has dairy in them. McDonald's has dairy in them. McDonald's hash browns have dairy and wheat in them.
Why?
A stabilizer, I suppose. The dairy specifically is to make them brown better.
Have you researched all of this? I mean, did the companies give you that information, or you have to dig it out?
I had to dig it out, and then I called them.
And how could a normal parent know that you go and you expect French fries and you get milk?
Because I get children who get itch, and so something there gave it to them. So you just have to do a process of elimination until you find it.
And we had one parent who wrote in, and, well, actually she was a client here, and we found out her child was incredibly allergic to milk, and she said, oh, that's just too much trouble. And so she was willing to put up with the behaviors of this little boy that, I mean, his favorite thing was to stomp on your feet really hard when you weren't looking.
It's easier to spank a kid for bad behavior than it is to change their diet. But I'd rather not spank my children for bad behavior. I'd rather change their diet.
And you think in any child that behavior has a lot to do with their diet?
Well, that or the parents are being neglecting in their upbringing.
So let's talk about Jocelyn. What kind of allergies did Jocelyn have? When did you first discover it?
She was just months old. She had colic really bad, and she had eczema really bad. And I talked to a friend of mine who said, well, see if there's a food allergy. And since she was a breastfed only child, I eliminated almost everything from my diet. And I had rice, maybe a couple other things. This was 12 years ago. And when I just stayed on those three foods, she didn't have any colic. So then I started adding things in, one food at a time, and I found out that it was dairy that was causing not only her eczema, but the colic also. And the last piece that fitted into place that I knew exactly what chemical it was the sodium caseinate, which is one of the milk proteins. It is in non-dairy creamer. Now, how they get away with calling it non-dairy creamer and have a cow milk product in it, I don't know. But it was sodium caseinate specifically. And then we found out later that whey caused some of the same reactions. They get dark circles around their eyes, and they get irritable, and just terrible eczema. And the doctors just gave me cream for her eczema.
Did they help you with trying to find these allergies at all?
Who's they?
Doctors.
No.
Is there now some places on the internet where people can go and look at things like this?
Well, there's all kinds of places on the internet. You just have to be kind of picky about where you're choosing, because there's a lot of information that isn't true out there, too.
So in your case, it was just an absolute process of elimination?
Yes.
And are all your children allergic to the same things?
Yes.
And eczema is a skin itchy kind of thing?
It looks like you got poison ivy all over your whole body.
And Jocelyn has some emotional responses to this also, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a high-functioning autistic child. And when she has wheat and dairy, she becomes a fully autistic child instead of a high-functioning autistic child. I mean, she'll just kind of stare and space and not be real responsive. So
I remember once when we took her to a movie and we accidentally got milk there or wheat there. And when she walked into the movie, perfectly functional, hello, and talked to people she knew there. But coming out, she was like this, very folded up into herself. And she was nearly hysterical because when we went into the movie, it was light. And when we came out, it was dark. Did I say that right? When we went in, it was like, mm-hmm. When we came out, it was dark. And she just couldn't handle it.
No, it changed on her.
So there's some incredibly behavior and mental actions that go on when these kids process this. Have you had them tested to see what's behind all this? What's the root cause?
No, because they'd poison them to find out what they're allergic to. And I'm not willing to let them poison them on purpose.
Is there a time when the kids get into, say, a milk issue and they get itchy that there's something else that helps them?
Antihistamines.
antihistamines. So you give them pills or?
You've got a sound box that I use when I can actually make it up the stairs. Right now I can't make it up the stairs. The antihistamines are in the bathroom.
So you came, we tested your kids, they came to Sound Health, and we found a frequency that acts almost like epinephrine for them.
But it has to be on the whole time. I mean, if you turn it off, then an hour or so later, it's back again.
The itchies are back again.
Yeah. So Jonas got dosed over Easter, that he had some sushi, and it turns out that the fake crab meat in sushi has weed in it.
And this is a two-year-old.
That's the two-year-old.
So we know absolutely these are not any kind of fake reactions, because a two-year-old wouldn't even know how to react.
Right. He was just awful for two or three days. I mean, he wanted his own. He acted like Eric when Eric was little, when he didn't get his own way and all that.
Throwing fits?
Right. And usually he is a really happy, go-lucky kid. I mean, he doesn't cry very much or anything.
Even as an adult, when Eric moved away from home, he still drank milk, even though he knew that this was a problem.
Yes.
Why do you think there was that resistance?
Well, milk and cheese taste good.
But the reaction was also several hours later. It wasn't instant.
Not for him. For me, it's instant. I mean, I know, you know, within 5 minutes of somebody giving me dairy, because my mucous membranes and things start itching.
And you've gotten so you can smell a food and know what's in it.
Yeah, it smells like baby puke if it's got dairy in it. So,
is your husband allergic to?
To nothing.
I'm laughing because of the sneer on your face. How does he handle it? He have certain different sets of foods than you guys, or what happens?
No, I cook the same for everybody. But when we go to a restaurant, he can order whatever he wants. And he has there's this little butter container inside refrigerators that has the little lid. It's marked poison in my refrigerator, and it has a little bit of Havarti cheese in it and real butter. But the kids know that they're not allowed in there. There's a picture of Mr. Yuck. You know.
How do you keep the kids out of foods that they shouldn't be eating?
Jocelyn can read the labels, and she knows the chemical names for different varieties of milk. I mean, there's a list this long. Caramel coloring can have milk in it. Just weird things you wouldn't think had milk in them.
I've seen Jocelyn reading labels since she was about two.
I had to teach her young because she was in a parent co-op preschool, and they would give her things, and she'd come home, she'd be all itchy, and I had to teach her to read labels really early. So this is what this means, and this is what this means, and this is poison.
And Jocelyn could read it about two. I didn't believe you when you told me that.
I have her reading Winnie the Pooh out of the grown-up Winnie the Pooh book at two on a videotape.
And she taught herself to read.
Yes. She had an eye patch because she had a lazy eye, and I read to her for 4 hours a day because she couldn't see unless she's walking along the wall trying to get around the house. So I just sit and read to her for the 4 hours. She had to have the eye patch on, and she just wanted to read on her own, just me reading to her.
And she also was watching TV closed captioned.
She still does. All of us do now. We kind of got addicted to it. It aggravates Jasper because he can't read fast enough.
But even though she's autistic, she still has forms of Asperger's. In some form, she's incredibly intelligent. Like, very young, she did artwork that was astounding. And she could read at a very early age, and she could do music at a very early age.
She's got perfect pitch, too.
Has she, when you're bringing her out of the autism by putting her on the right kinds of food, is she losing any of that special talent?
She can't function very well at all if she's had some of these foods.
She can still play the piano when she has weird foods, or she just doesn't function?
She just doesn't really want to. She doesn't want to do anything. I think it probably just makes her feel so bad she just doesn't want to do anything. You know how when you have the flu, you just really just want to not do anything.
And we have a question from the audience here. We'll read this in a minute. I want to follow along this line. So do you think the poisoning that she got when she was small and had these allergies, does it have anything to do with the autism?
There's There's a lot of controversy about what causes autism. There was a recent court case that the parents actually won, where if the children had a specific predisposition for a particular disease, if they got the vaccinations, then they became autistic because it caused some synapses in their brains not to make those connections that they're supposed to make. Then there's other people who think that it happens in the first 9 weeks of pregnancy, some environmental chemical thing, and then other people think that it's entirely genetic because there's entire families full of, you know, they may have 5 or 6 kids and all of them are autistic. Now that could be environmental or it could be familial. You just don't know. They'll figure it out eventually. But if you go to the CDC's website, the Center for Disease Control, it says right on their literature, if your child is allergic to dairy, do not get them vaccinated.
And a lot of people don't know that, and they don't tell you.
Well, you just got to go and read it. Just like the parent you said that wouldn't change the diet, all they have to do is go to the CDC's website and read it. I mean, there's things on there, like that new sexually transmitted disease vaccine that they've got.
The papilloma?
Yeah, the HPV one. Mm-hmm. It's killing people. I mean, there's 8 people in the last month that have died from it. It causes blood clots and several other problems. I mean, there's a couple people who died, you know, within hours of receiving that shot. And it only lasts 4 years. And they're giving it to kids who aren't even sexually active. That's just stupid.
Hi, Jonas. Hi, Mommy. Oh, we have one of the babies in the studio. Jocelyn and Jasper, do you want to come up? Come on up. We're going to ask you some questions about living with food allergies. Over here on this side, would you?
They just had their eyes checked, so they're wearing sunglasses.
We're talking about... Jocelyn, come on in closer so we can see you. Okay? We're talking about your food allergies and what you guys do for your food allergies. What happens when you eat bad food, Jocelyn? Or food that...
Sometimes my face goes tight, or sometimes I itch, or...
How long after you eat something that's not good for you do you start itching? Like instantly, or an hour later, or...
Sometimes instantly, sometimes a little later.
Depends on what it was.
Does your behavior change? Can you not think as well when you have these foods?
Probably.
Jasper, what about you? You want to step up a little closer? Do you eat food that caused you to itch and you're allergic to it?
Dairy and meat.
And I remember one time I took you to eat Chinese and they told us there wasn't any wheat in what we were eating and there was and you got all itchy. Sorry. Okay, well we'll come back and talk to you guys a little later. Would you have a seat over in the audience?
Aye, I got
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you for being on with us. Heather, can you see if the baby will come to you? Oh, he's calling somebody. On the phone.
He usually takes the phone and goes, hello?
Hi. So it doesn't bother your husband that he just... I've been to your house for meals. You guys have great meals.
Well, that's because I found substitutes that taste almost like what the real thing is. Since I've had the real thing, I can kind of judge if it tastes good or not.
I want to go back to this vaccination thing for a minute, and then I want to ask you about your own allergies. In Jocelyn's case, she's the only one of your kids have been vaccinated besides Eric, the older one?
Jasper had the first set of shots and had some reactions to it, so I didn't get him anymore. Jonas has had nothing. Eric had all of them. Now, if you go down the line, Eric has had the most health problems. He had asthma and ear infections. Lots of them. Jocelyn had a few, and Eric had also had pneumonia a couple times. Jocelyn had pneumonia once, but she had lots of ear infections. Jasper had pneumonia once, no ear infections. Jonas had nothing wrong at all. By the time they were two, they'd had pneumonia at some point. Jonas hasn't had pneumonia, but he got his very first ear infection last week, and it was a minor one.
So this has been like a 20-year search for you to find out what was wrong with your family.
Yeah.
Do you think that you pass this on to your children?
Definitely.
Are you worse than them in their allergies?
I even have more than they do. You can add peanuts and pineapple to mine.
And latex.
Oh, my God, latex is awful. It's in everything. I mean, everything. I walk through some place that's been recently painted in the last 2 weeks. This is what happens.
You're looking at your face?
My sinus is, I'm really nasal right now.
From walking through paint?
From walking through a place that had been painted 2 weeks previous.
How do you have a baby with all those latex glove stuff?
They have Barney gloves. They're purple, and there's no latex in them. They're made out of vinyl.
So they do that special for you?
When I go to the hospital. But they can't even feed me. I have to take my own food to the hospital. The dietitian can't do it for me. They just tried to poison me. The first snack they brought me was pineapple juice and peanut butter crackers.
Well, the things you were highly allergic to.
And it's not right on the list. I end up eating tuna fish and rice crackers, which is actually quite good.
Well, the stuff that I eat at your house is wonderful meals, and Jocelyn's pancakes that she makes are out of this world.
You can thank Tinky Yada and Kinnikinick for that.
What?
Tinky Yada and Kinnikinick, if I'm pronouncing them right, they're two companies out of Canada that have gluten-free products, and we use those. What you're eating when you're eating her pancakes is mostly ground-up peas.
I don't like peas either, but they taste like good pancakes.
They are good.
So you have a whole list of companies now that you order food from. Do you order in bulk?
When it's available from Amazon, if you order enough, they give it to you for free shipping. I had a stack 4 feet high of pasta that's down to only two boxes left. I think that's Kinnikinick. This is made out of rice.
So your families don't want for anything because you've substituted wheat, you've substituted dairy, you've substituted pasta, substituted milk. How about soy sauce? Can you substitute soy sauce?
There's a brand of soy sauce that does not have wheat in it, but right off the hand, I can't remember which brand it is. You just have to read them all, and there's only one at Kroger's that doesn't.
So we will post that on the website, and for those of you who've just joined us, we're with BBS Radio. The show is Sound Health. I'm Sherry Edwards, and my guest is Ricky Davies and her family. She's here to give us some practical information about how to live with food allergies. You're also a homeschool mother, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you teach your children? Well, you said you taught Jocelyn how to read labels. Do you teach them to cook their own foods?
She can make a really good vegetable soup. And he can make ramen, and we make ramen with rice noodles. And it's mostly vegetables. There's only 25 noodles in the whole thing.
And I understand Jesper made a loaf of bread the other day.
It was really good. It was very good.
And he's 8, and he's making his own food.
Yeah. You have to use xanthan gum to simulate the protein strands to make it so that it's poofy.
Have you ever thought about writing a book and putting all this stuff in it? This was an incredible experience, isn't it?
Yeah, but I got 4 kids.
And you're a homeschool mother. The other day, over at your house, Jasper said, I've had 3 carbohydrates. Could I have a fruit soup?
Well, he said starches.
Starches?
Yeah, he wanted chocolate milk or something, and he asked for chocolate milk. And I said, well, what have you eaten today? He said, well, I had 2 proteins and 3 starches, and I had this and I had that. And he was going through the food groups. And I said, well, that sounds like enough. You can have some chocolate milk now. So
is that just what you taught them as a parent, or is this part of their homeschooling that you're teaching them about their own food allergies and how to cook?
Everything is homeschooling. I mean, everything.
Excuse me.
Everything that you eat?
No, I mean, everything that you do or you say, you're teaching them something. I mean, unless you're repeating the same stuff over and over again, which does happen sometimes.
Did you start this just gradually changing things or all at once?
the milk allergy was all at once because Jocelyn was a baby and I had to change my diet since she was exclusively breastfed. And I breastfed her till she was three. So for 3 years, I had no dairy. And then when she wasn't breastfed anymore, I could eat. And I ate, and oh my God, did I get sick when I had milk. And then, I mean, I was hives from head to toe for 2 solid weeks, and I had been waiting for 3 years to have a piece of cheese.
Is there any kind of cheese you guys can eat?
Tofutti is the only one that does not have sodium caseinate in it. Even there's one called veggie something or the other, and it says that it's vegan. It says vegan cheese. There's sodium caseinate in it, which they use as a stabilizer to make the cheese solid. That's a milk product. How can they say that it's vegan if it's got a milk product in it? And the yogurt at Walmart, it says that it's soy yogurt. It's got milk in it. It says right on the label that it's got milk in it, but you got to read the label to find that out.
Is there a list of all of these additives that are milk?
Oh, there's lots of them.
Are they on the internet?
Yes.
Is this something that you can tell us where it is and we'll see if Heather will post it on our site?
There is a disease that some people get that I can't remember the name of.
Is it the wheat one?
Well, they can't have gluten at all.
Celiac.
That's it. Their website is wonderful. They've got a big, long list of things that are dairy and wheat. Modified food starch. Unless it says modified corn starch, it is usually wheat. And anything that says natural flavoring can be butter. That way, they can change it. They can change it to vanilla. They can change it to butter. They can change it to anything that's a natural flavoring. They don't have to change their label. So you have to be really careful.
What's one of the sneakiest ones that you've found?
That natural flavoring. Well, and then the sodium caseinate and the non-dairy creamer.
That really has dairy in it.
Sodium caseinate.
Do your parents have allergies?
Yes, even more than me, I think.
So
you can add soy. To my mom's allergies, she can't have dairy and she can't have soy, so when she comes to my house, I give her almond milk.
So that's and rice milk, that's a good substitute?
Now it's awful watery, though.
I remember taking Jocelyn to the store, and she went to the ice cream freezer, and I thought, oh no, I'm going to have trouble here. But she was reading labels, and she found something called Footy Tooty.
Tofutti. The same place that makes the cheese? That I was telling you about.
Uh-huh.
It's Tofutti ice cream. And they've got this one called Better Pecan instead of Butter Pecan. And it's better than Butter Pecan.
I thought it was going to taste horrible and thin, you know, like skim milk. Well, this stuff was really good.
It is. And they've these wonderful popsicle things now that's got like, it tastes like cream cheese in the center, and then it's got popsicle on the outside. They carry them at Kroger's now, but it's from Tofutti too. Oh, I can sit and eat the whole box. Those are so good. They're yummy.
One of the other things I loved at your house when we went over, Jasper loves pretzels, and you had wheat-free pretzels. That's made of rice?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's and potato flour. It's called sans gluten, which means no gluten in German, I think.
Do you buy this stuff at a regular grocery store?
Kroger's.
Or some of it?
Kroger's.
And then the rest of it you get online?
Yes.
Can you give us those websites so we could post those for people and make
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. What do you go look for?
Gluten-free. And it comes up with all kinds of gluten-free stuff. But you still have to read it because sometimes on Amazon it'll come up with something that is not gluten-free. You have to... Some of them actually have all the ingredients listed. And if they don't, you can go to the actual manufacturer and look on their website and see what the actual ingredients are. You call their 800 numbers and find out.
Didn't you tell me, too, that if you go on Wendy's.com, they'll give you the ingredients for everything that they have?
I think it was Wendy's. It might have been Sonic. We can eat a couple things at Sonic.
It must be really strange to go out.
Try traveling. We've gone to Ponderosa before, and the only thing that we could eat was the steak and the baked potato, but only if we brought our own butter. Parquet squeezable margarine, regular, does not have any dairy in it. Their white squeezable margarine does.
But soy, it's made of soy, isn't it?
Yeah.
The parquet? So somebody who's allergic to soy couldn't even eat the butter.
No.
We met a whole of the company, I don't remember the company's name, Heather might, and they said gluten-free, milk-free cookies, and I pigged out because I hadn't had a cookie in 2 or 3 years, and I got so sick. They made them from oats.
They weren't gluten-free oats. That, you have to be careful of that. There's a few things, like Newton's Own gluten-free, it doesn't say gluten-free, it says wheat-free cookies, which you'd think would imply that it's gluten-free, but it's not gluten-free, because we had a reaction from them, and then I read the label, you know, thinking it's wheat-free is gluten-free, but it wasn't.
Do you think any of your allergies has to do with poor quality of milk, poor quality of wheat, modified wheat?
I can drink milk straight from a cow that's not had any hormones or anything and still have a reaction. I can't have sheep's milk. I can't have goat's milk. I can't even have camel's milk. I mean, not that I'd want to anymore. It was nasty, but still.
When we looked at Jocelyn when she first came to us, and she was about 3 when she first came here, we figured out that it was her DPT shot that caused her problems.
And they don't even offer that in separate shots. You couldn't separate them to get the right ones. And the MMR shot's the same thing. You can't get them separated. I mean, you can get a tetanus shot, but you can't get the other ones.
So you think part of this may be part of that. But you got shots when you were small, and your mother got shots when she was small. So do you think this is just an accumulative effect maybe of those vaccinations?
You know, I didn't actually think about it being a cumulative effect, but it's possible.
Your kids' allergies showed up way quicker than yours did. Yours showed up when you were an adult. And
but I was colicky when I was a baby and had to be put on soy milk.
That's very true. Okay. So when we looked at hers, though, we found that the DPT shot in particular messed up her G-alpha protein receptors, which made her not able to use vitamin A. So that may account for the skin issues with her. But do you think this is genetic? I mean, actually in the genes, or is it just an issue with the bad poison that's coming in? Is there some methylation issues with your kids? My point I'm trying to get to is, do you think this will ever be over?
I think anybody in my maternal line, like Jocelyn's children, will have the same problem. I don't know if my boys' children will have the same problem. But my grandmother had the same allergies, but she ate them anyway, Grandma Rowan. And one of my great aunts told me that Grandma Audie, which would be my great grandmother, couldn't have dairy, or maybe it was wheat, I can't remember which one, and her mother couldn't either. So those ones couldn't be blamed on the vaccinations because they didn't get vaccinations.
That's true.
But if you go back far enough, you know, it could be the Indian ancestry because they can't have dairy at all. It's like a poison to their stomach.
Well, in the generations we've looked at in your family, we've traced it back a lot of the times to vitamin D. The inability to process vitamin D, and then that causes all kinds of heart disease issues with taurine and some of the other amino acids, and it also causes insulin.
Well, you know, the heart issues, you know, Grandma Ellen had water on her heart, and if I have wheat, I get edema really bad in my legs. I mean, you could make a pit a half an inch deep in my legs. So, excuse me, it's causing a water buildup. So those are going around her organs and things, and that could have been what caused her congestive heart failure in the first place. I have the hiccups. I'm so sorry.
We have some water for you here. I had a great question to ask you about how long ago you went off wheat, because you had a, what do you call them, jumpy leg syndrome?
Twitchy legs. Awful, awful, awful. Somebody had suggested to me that I took Jocelyn off wheat. I don't remember who it was. But instead of just taking her off wheat and making her feel deprived that she couldn't eat with us, I just changed our whole family's diet for a month to see if it made any difference. My twitchy legs went away. My edema went away. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I'll remember all the rest of the stuff as we go on, but there was a long list. I'm not grumpy all the time anymore. I mean, sometimes it was really, really hard to be nice to people that were being nice to me just because the wheat, and I think I'm a much nicer person without it.
Could you tell when you were shifting from not a
nice... No, it was the people around me that could tell. I mean, even Dad said, well, you're a lot nicer when you're pregnant, you know? And I said, well, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with not having wheat anymore.
So swelling, people would look for. I noticed with Jocelyn, before you took her off wheat a year or so ago, or a couple of years, she looked puffy.
Yeah, she doesn't anymore.
And the other thing I noticed is when she was at the table, she would almost shovel food in like she couldn't ever get full.
Oh, she doesn't do that anymore either. I didn't even realize that one, but you're right.
One of the things we found here with the numbers and the frequencies at this research center is that wheat tends to disturb norepinephrine. And norepinephrine is what helps you satiate and tell your body you're full. And when that is down, you just cannot get full.
Maybe that was wrong with Grandma Owen.
Yeah, because she exhibited symptoms of that.
Because she could eat all day long.
I'm thinking this is permeating every part of people's lives, from the diseases they get, from the symptoms. Do you notice with wheat that your joints are looser?
I don't have to take glucosamine chondroitin anymore. I've been taking glucosamine chondroitin for a whole bunch of years because it helped my knees, and I don't even need to take it anymore.
And you weren't able to go up steps, and you came up, what, 6 flights of steps to come up here?
Yeah.
You were puffing a little bit, but, you know,
well,
you're...
I was carrying 2 children up the stairs.
So what would you say to a family that had behavior problems? It's probably going to manifest there first.
Probably be noticeable there first, that the kids are sitting still. You know, you might be able to even blame ADD on it. I mean...
So there's this big flux between, here's Jocelyn, that her symptoms was absolutely set still and stare into space, and then Eric's symptoms of just being a holy terror.
Yeah.
So if it's out of norm, if it's on the edge of no reaction or a big reaction and being aggressive, you would suggest people look for allergies.
I suggest people look for allergies anytime I see a kid misbehaving. Just usually right after lunch. I mean, if you look at a school lunch, I mean, they're still serving chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, and white bread and butter sandwiches. Now, that's a starch, and the protein is coated with starch.
And a lot of people are allergic to corn.
Huh?
A lot of people who have this twitchy leg syndrome are very allergic to corn and corn starch.
Now you'd have to be careful, though, if you were allergic to corn and to gluten, because a lot of the substitutes that you use when you're allergic to gluten are corn-based. For example, xanthan gum, which is one of the stabilizers that I use in our bread, is made from, it's sort of made from corn syrup. This is going to sound nasty, but they take this black fungus that grows on broccoli, it's some bacteria, and they put it in with cornstarch, and then the bacteria, I mean not cornstarch, corn syrup, and the bacteria eats the corn syrup and changes it into xanthan gum, which is this slimy, nasty stuff, and then they dry it and make it into a powder. But a lot of people, you don't want to breathe this stuff because it probably get in your lungs and make it kind of slimy, so when on, you put it teaspoon for a cup of flour to make bread.
Can't you get xanthan gum from seaweed too?
I think you're thinking gargar or...
Yeah, I am, because it's what we thickened ice cream with.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it more expensive?
Oh my God, the other day the pizza crust that we buy, the gluten-free pizza crust, went from $5 for 4 little tiny things like this to $7.50, so they halved again in price.
You think they just did that because it's becoming very popular not to eat wheat?
I think it's because people are running their cars with food, which is like wiping your butt with silk, as far as I'm concerned.
Explain that.
Explain that. Okay. If you take... People are wanting to save trees by using less paper products and using recycled paper products.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they're wanting to save gasoline by burning our food in the car. They're, you know, growing corn to burn it in our cars.
Okay, so that's running up the price of fuel.
That's running up the price of all the food.
And the food. It could be that the price of gasoline, even in transporting the food, could be running it up at the same time.
Most definitely.
Okay, let's say before this alternative fuel and before gasoline went up, was it more expensive to feed your family the good foods or the boxed junk food that most families eat now?
It depends on what you're cooking. I mean, if you're making mostly potato-based stuff, it's cheaper. But if you're using mostly processed stuff, like I buy the pizza crust instead of making it myself, if I made it myself, it would be cheaper, but it's still more expensive than making it with flour.
So if we took a family of five and looked at their grocery bills for a week, would yours be a lot more expensive? Because
yes.
By how much, do you think?
It went up $50 a week when all these price increases happened a couple weeks ago. Well, 4 weeks ago.
But it would have gone up with the family that fed their kids normal stuff.
But not $50, because ours is corn-based instead of wheat-based. Wheat is still really cheap. Corn and rice is what's gone up. And that's what we live on, is corn and rice substitutes.
And I read an article about a shortage of rice, too, so it's probably going to go up more.
I think that's an artificial shortage. It's a political thing.
Okay, it takes a little more money. What's your normal week's grocery bill?
A week? $250 maybe.
For five people?
Mm-hmm.
So like $50 a person? That's not bad.
Well, it went up $10 a person in the last few weeks. I mean, that just added another person before this one was even added.
Okay. Does it take you more time to cook a meal the way you cook it with no milk and no wheat and substitutions? And does it take you more time than... Well, I can answer my own.
If you can buy Hamburger Helper right off the shelf, throw it in a pan and have it done in 10 minutes, where I have to actually peel the potatoes and cut the potatoes and stuff, yeah, it takes more time.
And do your kids help you do this? Does the whole family join in and help you do it?
More and more. They've been making their own lunches lately, just because I can't stand there and make lunches as much anymore.
I've noticed, too, at your house, there's no snacks. There's no little cakes. It's fruit, it's bananas, it's nuts, and you have a whole wall on your counter of just nuts, and I've seen your kids go over and take some baked coconut, and that's their nibble and their snack.
Well, I think everybody ought to do that. It's a whole lot more healthier than all those cookies and candies and things.
What? Are your kids have a problem with sugar?
They might get a little bit hyper, but I can live with a little bit hyper. I mean, I'll buy them a pack of, there's one pack of cookies that look like Oreos. It looks like the name Kiwi, but it's not Kiwi. I can't remember what the name of it is, but I'll buy them a pack of these cookies, and there might be 20 of them in the box, and we'll eat all of them all together at once. That's why they're never in the house, because they don't make it out of the car. We eat them before we get home.
You had some wonderful coconut things too that were...
Oh, the little macaroons? Macaroons don't have dairy in them. Even if you... There's a bakery uptown. Not a bakery, it's a... I can't remember what the name of it is, but they've got two cookies that don't have any gluten and don't have any dairy. And one of them's coconut macaroons. I can't remember, hon.
So you...
And the other one is these cookies that are made mostly out of egg whites. Meringue cookies. They're chocolate meringue cookies.
So what your job has mostly been is been an investigator and to pass that information on.
Yeah, and occasionally the kids will get dosed with something and I'll be really surprised. Like the soy sauce. I had no idea the soy sauce had wheat in it, and it took me a while to figure out what was causing the allergic reaction. And one of them, before I found the wheat allergy, we were eating Wonder Bread because Wonder Bread didn't have milk in it. And then all of a sudden, the kids were getting eczema all over again and being irritable, and then she reverted back to... And I had to read labels on every single thing in my house until I found Classic Wonder Bread had changed their formula. And they had milk in it now. So,
is there things that your kids want that you just have to keep them away from?
Pizza.
Pizza. But you make your own pizza. I've been there when you did that.
Yeah, but like I said, it went up to $7.50 for four little tiny things like this, and he can eat four of them all by himself. So it makes pizza really expensive, so we only get it once a week, and it doesn't have any cheese on it, you know.
Can't you use soy cheese to put on it? Tastes better?
Soy cheese tastes better in pasta than it does on pizza.
How do you talk to them when they want, oh, I can't think of something. Can they eat Skittles? I mean,
he can, but she has braces, so she can't.
Okay.
Well, oh, and they've got chocolate Skittles now. Oh, those are so good.
So what are some of the treats, some of the kind of candies that...
Dove dark chocolate.
Okay, how about cereals for parents that have...
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles?
Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, Rice Krispies, but not all Rice Krispies. The strawberry Rice Krispies are okay, the plain Rice Krispies are okay, but some of the other ones have dairy in them. Trix! Trix does not have any wheat or dairy in them. So they can get some of the candy cereals. Corn Flakes. We'd use Corn Flakes to coat chicken with and fry. Oh, it makes a great chicken parmesan.
We want some of your recipes.
I couldn't find them.
What are some of your unusual recipes that you would think... I mean, I know you find all these substitutes, but give me a typical brownies. How would you make brownies? Do you make brownies? Do your kids make brownies?
There's a brand of gluten-free brownie mix that I usually use.
Oh, so it's a mix.
It's a mix.
And here I've been thinking, you've been doing all this from scratch.
A lot of it is from scratch. I mean, most of it's from scratch, but some of the... Like the spice cake, that's not from scratch. I can't make it that good as that mix is. And I wish I could remember the name of the company.
How about lasagna?
Tinkiyata rice noodles and the tofu cheese. And then everything else is normal.
So do you use mixes?
No, it's not normal. Tofu cream cheese and tofu sour cream. If you freeze tofu sour cream... When you take it out of the freezer and you let it thaw, you can pour off the extra liquid, and then it's almost like ricotta cheese. So it does really well in a lasagna.
And you just learned these tricks nobody taught you?
You're just experimenting, trying to make it taste good.
Ouch. I would like you to write a book. I just shocked myself. That's the reason I screamed out here. I know you don't have time to write a book, but maybe if... As you're doing a recipe, if you just talk it into a WAV file, we could get some of these printed and share them with other
parents.
Them
out. I take a regular recipe, print it out, and then I scratch off what we can't have and write what I think will be a good substitute, and then I try it. And if that doesn't work, then I scratch those off and say, try this next time, and then the next time I'll try that. I made pizza crust in the... No, not pizza crust. Pie crust. And it wouldn't come out right. And my grandma made some of the best pies, so I've got the creamy part down. I can make the creamy part with no dairy. Use coconut milk. Oh, coconut milk and chocolate pie. Oh, God, is that good. But I couldn't figure out how to make the pie crust taste right because there wasn't that nutty flavor to it. Garbanzo bean flour did it. And it only took a quarter of a cup for a whole pie crust. And it was so good. And sausage gravy... You use rice flour, and you do it just exactly the way you'd normally do gravy, except it's really runny, so you put cornstarch in it in the end to make it thick, because the rice flour doesn't have anything to make it, but it gives it that nutty flavor that you need in it. So it's just experimenting.
That's wonderful. If you won't write a book, can you recommend some for people?
I have several gluten-free cookbooks at my house. And the stuff that I've come up with modifying the regular normal recipe has always been better. There is not one single recipe that I didn't have to change in that gluten-free book to make it taste like normal.
You've also read Nourishing Traditions recently, because we had Sally Fallon on the show, and I was very impressed with her book. And I
haven't read the whole thing yet. It's a really thick book.
She's coming back.
So Sally's coming back? So in the back of her book, there's a lot of different places where you can buy these whole foods and whole milks and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of resources now, because this is becoming much more prevalent. than you've ever heard of before. Do you have an idea why this might be more of an issue now than it was, say, when you're 42? You're 42? So when you were little, no one considered that this might be milk allergies. And
well, it's because you went up to the lady next door and you got milk, and you knew what she was putting in it, and there wasn't a bazillion cows in a lot being given hormones and things to make them produce, you know, 20 gallons of milk in a day. You only got a couple gallons out of them.
So your son, and they still didn't have a clue, and now your younger children. So do you think this is becoming more and more...
I think people are just finding it more.
Or they're not putting up with the bad behaviors, or... Well, autism has increased considerably.
Well, I don't know if it's actually increased so much as they're getting better at detecting it, because they can actually detect it in a baby now with blinking lights. If you take a baby and you have blinking lights over here and it's watching the blinking lights and you blink lights over here, a typical child will look over at the other blinking lights. But an autistic kid is just going to keep looking at the blinking lights that it started staring at in the first place.
I think Ricky just gave away the fact that she's my daughter. And she said, you went to get milk. So I don't know how Ricky does this. I so admire her energy and taking care of her children and the way she does their food and the way she includes them in everything she does. But right after Jonas was born, and he's the two-year-old, I have to tell this story on her, because they just built a new house all while she was pregnant. And I went down to her house, and she had the baby tied to her front somehow, and she was down on her knees putting down a new kitchen hardwood floor.
I did the whole floor. I did the whole first floor with Pergo type stuff with that baby strapped to me.
Now, not every parent is going to have that kind of energy. Did you have to work on you first, and did it really change your energy? I mean, you have your garden, you grow your own garden.
Deer got all the broccoli and all the cabbage. It's all gone.
But you did the garden. You even grew your own garden in San Jose when you lived in the middle of computer world.
Yeah.
And Ricky is a computer programmer by education. But she homeschools her own kids. She has a garden. There's always somebody else's kids at your house. Builds her own house. Builds her own kitchen cabinets. I don't know how you could do that and have allergies, because when I eat something that's bad for me, I am so drug out and so tired, I can't stand it.
I feel like you have the flu.
I feel like I have the flu. So would you suggest that maybe the parent, the mother, whoever is the person with the most allergies, that they just are dragging through the day, they fix themselves first?
Well, maybe the woman who said that it was too hard to feed her kid right, maybe she's got some allergy issues too, and if she would get rid of her own allergies, she'd be more willing to get rid of her son's. But she's going to be really sorry when that kid's a teenager. I'll tell you right now, if you don't find them when they're young, you'll have a hard time keeping them away from those foods later.
And Eric was very volatile when he was a teenager. Are you willing to talk about that a minute?
Yeah, but he might get mad at me.
He's turned in a pretty decent kid once we got him off milk.
That's true.
He was
violent.
He's a good boy now. He was very violent. Jasper, you're in front. Can you come up here?
Oh, good. Your pupils are still the size of... You can't even tell what color your eyes are. You should leave them on.
He just got his eyes tested, so that's why he has these glasses on. Is there food that you miss?
Pizza.
Pizza? You know, we have a local pizza parlor that has... wheatless pizza crust.
But it's not gluten-free. It's not wheatless, but it's not gluten-free, and they don't have the cheese anymore. You're talking about Applewood's?
No.
No?
This is someplace in the Plains. Actually, it is gluten-free.
So we're gonna,
really?
We're going to take you over and treat you to a pizza. Is there other things that you have to give up? Like, do you ever smell something really good that you want to have, and you have to look at the ingredients and you can't have it? Do you ever miss it?
Turkey that has butter in it.
turkey with butter in it.
Cake at a birthday party. I have to take cupcakes with me when I go to birthday parties so that they won't feel deprived that they didn't get any cake. And if there's going to be cake and ice cream, I take the ice cream too.
Well, I'm really proud of you and Jocelyn that you have such strength of character that you don't eat things that have poison in them for you. And I'm very sorry you have my genetics that you're allergic to all this crap. And so I think you and Jocelyn should write a book about all of the recipes and the food you cook, and you'll have time. Can we do that as a school project? And we'll publish it for you. How's that?
They can even take pictures of the results and put pictures of your food.
Yeah. You want to do that?
Okay.
Hey, Jocelyn, you interested in doing that project?
I think she's asleep.
Jocelyn has written a lot of
other
books.
She thinks you mean right now. She's
no,
put her shoes on.
No, not right now. We don't need to write a book.
There's a programming language that we work on programs on. It's called Scratch.
Okay, so she's going to write a computer program to do it. All right. We are out of time. Technician person, can you come and put our music back on? I don't know what button to push. We are certainly happy that you joined us. And, Ricky, there's a lot of information. And if you will just give us some references, we'll help other people out with this. And I certainly admire you for what you're doing for your family. Thank you all for being here. This is BBS Radio. Please join us next Sunday for another edition of Sound Help, when we will try to bring you more information on how to be more self-responsible, self-reliant. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, we're off.
You know, they're talking about like, California and making it illegal to spank
Perfect.
Children.
That's